So you want to write a book in the young adult genre. We've been talking about voice, and today I'm going to focus on some examples of voice because I know that sometimes people are really asking themselves, what is voice precisely? What I've done is to gather some excerpts from young adult novels, and I'm just going to run these by you and discuss them a little bit. These are short excerpts. So here's an excerpt from The Hunger Games. I neatly arrange my supplies, even settle my pack on my shoulders, but I can't seem to leave. I spot some water plants with edible roots and make a small meal with my last piece of rabbit. Sip water, watch the sun make its slow arc across the sky. Where would I go anyway that is any safer than here? So that's from page 180 by Suzanne Collins, The Hunger Games. For example, if she said, I drink some water and wait for sunset, there isn't anywhere safe in the game, so I might as well stay where I am. That's similar content, but it doesn't have the same personality as saying, where would I go anyway that is any safer than here? Here's another example that I love from Laurie Halsey Anderson, and the book is Speak. A minor blizzard blows outside. The weather lady says it's a lake effect storm. The wind from Canada sucks up water from Lake Ontario, runs it through the freeze machine, and dumps it on Syracuse. I can feel the wind fighting to break through our storm windows. I want the snow to bury our house. So what if she had said something like, the wind is beating against our storm windows. I hope we get snowed in. Similar content to saying I can feel the wind fighting to break through our storm windows. But it's so different to say I want the snow to bury our house than to say I hope we get snowed in. Just saying I hope we get snowed in is very generic. It doesn't have the same punch. It doesn't have the same intensity. Here's another example from Laura Risaw's Red Glass. Beams of sunlight sifted through the leaves, illuminating a patch of my left thigh, my right ankle, the center of my chest. Above me, the layers of green shifted like all the layers of myself, layers I'd forgotten about, or maybe never even knew existed. I saw my trail stretching before me. Up ahead, it branched into two. One route led through a forest of thickening fears to a small, closed-in life, and the other led somewhere else. Now, if she had said, I got the feeling I had layers within myself I'd forgotten or never really seen, my life seemed like a trail with two branches, one full of fears, the other with more possibilities. Again, you're getting that generic, informative voice that doesn't really have the qualities we're looking for of personality and standing out. Okay, so far, all of those examples have been first person. Now let's go into third person, which is a point of view that's more appropriate when your plot is very complex. Here's an example from Amy Kathleen Ryan's Glow. He examined his reflection in the mirror, still undecided about his looks. He might be kind of handsome, he thought, if his nose weren't so crooked and his chin weren't so square. But at least his amber eyes weren't bad, and he had nice, rusty-colored hair that mussed in a thick pile over his forehead. He thought it looked good that way, but Cheryl ran a damp comb through the curls, trying to get them to lie straight. That's from page 9. So if she had expressed it as, if his nose had been straight or his chin less square, he would be better looking. His best features were his amber eyes and reddish curly hair. He liked to wear his hair messy, but Cheryl used a damp comb. to straighten it out. Similar content, but we just don't get quite the same feeling for the person. And even in third person, you want to get a strong feeling for the character. Here's one from my book, The Healer's Keep. Dorjan didn't have the strength to stand, and sitting was agony. All around him stretched ground as bare as bone. Hills rose in the distance, bald and lifeless, and an angry sun stood on the horizon, unmoving. Hot winds scoured precious drops of moisture from his skin as he scanned the wasteland for any sign of water, any growing thing. So I could have said something more generic, like the sun shone fiercely and a hot wind blew on his skin as he scanned the horizon, hoping for signs of water. But again, those patterns of words have been heard so many times that they lose any sense of character. So part of what you're doing when you are expressing voice with your writing is expressing character. And what I suggest you do as an exercise for this week is go ahead and write some fairly generic paragraphs where the content is very clear, but the voice maybe is, you haven't spent any time on it yet. And then go over what you've written and ask yourself in what ways you might change wording and sentence structure in order to better get across the character of whoever it is that is viewing this scene. The point of view matters and the character matters most. Okay, I will talk to you again soon. This is Victoria Hanley, author of Wild Ink, Success Secrets to Writing and Publishing in the Young Adult Market, published by Prufrock Press.